escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
I am officially at the age where, when I go outside at night now, I will wear long sleeves and long pants, even if it's 95 degrees.
What? Because of mosquito bites?
Yeah, because I can't get eaten up anymore.
Just put bug spray on.
Doesn't work.
What do you mean doesn't work?
I mean, bug spray does not work.
I mean, it might not be 100%,
but it definitely works. Is the biggest lie ever. It does not work.
It's a conspiracy, man!
You're claiming the entire bug spray industry
yes.
is false.
I'm saying to you that I am immune to bug spray. Doesn't work.
The tiki torches or scams. Might as well be all these lessons you're trying to get sold for golf on Instagram, all these training tools. Bug spray. Lie.
They're feeding us a bunch of lies, man.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday, Jeremy and Joe. I was just I was just in my web browser kind of reorganizing tabs that I need to organize.
How many you have open?
Fantasy football season is what I mean. Like, I'm saving the folder where when it comes time to, all right, I got some time to dip into fantasy football.
Yeah.
Click down to, you know, our League of Shopes and Dreams Dynasty. My family dynasty, my street dynasty. All right, that's three.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the guillotine is really where you start to explode. Because the guillotine, someone offers you a spot in a guillotine. It's like, yeah, you know, I could do another one of those. And Joe, what I'm discovering...
Well, because you might only be doing it for a couple weeks, for all you know.
True.
Yeah.
What I'm, what I've discovered is that I'm up to 9 leagues.
Wow, that's my number. You've reached 9. How does it feel?
I'm up to 9.
I was at 18 at one point. I had to cut back.
I'm trying to see if, like, I have one in here twice and I don't realize it.
9 leagues.
Dynasty, dynasty, dynasty. Guillotine, guillotine, guillotine.
Okay.
Guillotine.
Okay.
That's 4 guillotines.
So we only have 2, like, regular redraft
leagues.
One redraft.
And the vampire.
So you have 1 standard redraft league.
Yeah.
Out of 9.
Did I ever tell you about the idea I saw somebody had for the Thanos League?
No, I don't think so. The Thanos League sounds like it could be awesome, though, knowing no idea what it is.
The Thanos League. Did you send it to me, Josh?
No, but I've seen it. It looks like an amazing idea.
I'm going to guess it's if you are, like, you know, you got to get the stones. So you win your first 5 games, you're 5-0, you get to kick somebody out.
And that's not bad for Thanos. It's some version
of... Or you kick out half the league, I guess, would be...
Closer to that. I think it's that there's a randomizer and half the players, post-draft, half the players are eliminated.
Half the players?
Yes.
Half the people in the league.
No.
Like the players.
NFL players are gone. It's just like a random selection of every player, rostered or not. So you draft Ja'Marr Chase and like, snap, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Plan accordingly.
I mean, that is truly cruel, that type of league. And right. I also don't know how you would achieve getting it, but
I don't know.
You could.
I didn't exactly like read a full write-up of it, but someone just kind of wrote a very quick tweet about it. It was either that or it was each week, half of your lineup, same thing, snap, is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the players out of the league for the entire season. That seems less fun. But this week, ready, let's randomize it. Okay, you've lost these five players. Their scores do not count. Snap.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I'm not in a Thanos league yet. But I am in nine leagues, and I also have asked my wife to have her league that she's in transfer the ownership of her team over to my email.
Okay.
So I don't have to log in and change your lineup for her when she texts me and says, is my lineup set? I'll just go ahead and take care of that.
Yeah, just let me.
You know, households, it's what we do. We split responsibilities, and I am the runner of the 10 fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
Nine. How many commissionerships do I have?
We're not in the offer sheet league anymore. Was an offer sheet league once upon a time.
The offer sheet league had a lot of potential. It had potential.
Really tough to execute.
Yes. Though.
Everybody in an Empire League?
No. And
those are really not anything crazy. There's nothing really different about the season other than if you win 2 years in a row, you get the Empire pot. So that could be like a 20-year process.
Right.
Before it sees
half the money that is in the pot stays
for
someone to win
for an
Empire
pot that grows and grows and grows until somebody wins back to back.
Yep.
Which then in turn, if you've won, the previous champion will be rooted against like no other you've ever seen.
Right,
I am in a hockey league that does that.
I'd worry about collusion there and the potential for alliances. I'd be worried about that.
Well, is it collusion? Like, so I am in a fantasy hockey league that has this rule, and there was like the year I won, the next year, is it collusion or would this be expected that, you know, the teams that are bad, we're about to go, you know, we're still on our way to the playoffs. I know, like, none of these guys are trading with me. Like, they're going to trade their guy. Well, if they have the option and it's close, what are they going to do? They're going to send their good player to one of the other teams.
Yeah, that's collusion.
That's collusion? That'd be like not trading with the Chiefs in the NFL.
Yeah. If every team decided we can't do it. Yeah,
well, someone could. Someone could. They just, you know. They're more likely, like, hey, you're on your way to the second championship in a row. He's offering the same thing. So unless you beat it, like, I'm taking his offer.
Right, but you would have a vested interest to not trade with that person because they're going
to help them.
Because they're going to win a pot that you could still win.
Right.
In the future.
That's right. It's over if you – and the league starts over if
right,
you
– Right,
this is, if you win it.
This scenario comes up where is this collusion? This scenario comes up in Settlers of Catan, which is a big – the Bills play this game a lot.
Yeah.
Allen and Spencer Brown. Have you played Catan?
I've never played it.
You don't know Catan?
No.
Catan's the same kind of situation where someone looks like they're in position to win. You really cannot play Catan without trading supplies back and forth. It's very difficult to do. So whatever, like you have it where it's don't trade with him, don't trade with her.
Yeah.
They're about to win, and sometimes that comes up. Anyway, 803-0550. Good morning, happy Thursday. Big show today, lots going on.
It's a big day.
It's a big day,
and it's a big day after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, hilariously, as expected, the NFL will announce will reveal all the rivalries jerseys at 10 o'clock today. 10 o'clock.
Yep.
I didn't know we were a target of the league and Nike. So thank you for that. 10 o'clock. So we're going to stay on with Sal for 5 minutes. I told my wife, I'm like, I've stayed late tomorrow at work. Why? I have to stay on the radio
Bills.
Whether or not I think a jersey is cool.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
And they did a good job of no leaks. I have no idea.
There's a leak of Miami.
Oh,
which
really?
I don't know if it's real or not, and I can't decide what to do with it.
All right, let's see here. I'm
the
excited.
Dolphins.
Miami Vice?
It's just a black jersey with some bright numbers. It doesn't make sense to me. It's got the area code on the helmet on the front of it.
Uh-huh.
Nothing about that says any version of this represents the area, blah, 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 blah. I don't think those are them. I hope not.
See, the thing is, though, that it the background, like the photo shoot,
says looks rivalries and all that.
Very
but
real.
But couldn't someone just make that?
Someone could put just the rivalry series in the background. Yeah. They could, I guess. Yeah.
It's just the Dolphins jerseys that are on the internet. You go to Twitter and search like Dolphins rivalries uniforms. You'll see them. It's the closest thing we've got to a leak. And it's Miami, so I don't want to get too bent out of shape. But if that is really them, then I'm already disappointed the entire series because it's just a black jersey with the Dolphins colors. It's not any sort of next level. It's not any sort of creative idea. It's we went with black.
I will say that I guess that does kind of line up with what their teaser video
how
looked
they
like.
They went with like water in the ocean, and what is it, a fish tank?
Well, the logo, numbers. Like you know how there was that gray logo at the end of the Bills video, the silver logo with the blue outline that like made it like we saw the logo, right? Yeah. The Dolphins logo that was at the end of that video looks like what that jersey
that's
is
right.
that we just saw.
That's right. It's like a black. It's like a negative-based kind of.
Negative-based, yeah.
Here's the other thing.
I mean, I don't know what the theme is, if there even is one, of like
oh, you know, the theme
what
is,
it's supposed to be.
The theme is Miami Knights is what it is.
Miami Knights?
Miami Knights.
What is
and
that?
The idea
just
that
nighttime
the
in
night,
Miami?
The night scene in Miami is a big deal.
Okay, you know. Right.
I look to see when they're going to wear them. And they wear them Monday, September 29th in a home game against the Jets.
Right.
This might be a stupid thing to think about, but Miami is not wearing black uniforms at home at 1 o'clock, right? I mean, I know they're in the shade, but maybe that's a part of this, is Miami's never been able to wear a black jersey just because they're in the sun all the time.
Right. They've got to wear a lighter color.
Hey, we're going to wear a black jersey. Like, okay. All right. I guess so. I think it's already.
It's definitely disappointing. That is disappointing.
It's a disappointment.
Hey, if one team's going to have the disappointing one, the Dolphins having it would be kind of funny, though.
I'm into that too. Right. Yeah. We've got the Bills are probably going to be white. Are they going to be white or snow or white. Glacier white, blue, whatever? Yeah. Like they're going to be a snow ice kind of theme. That's the idea we get from the teasers. The Jets is about a swamp. Maybe theirs are blackish and dark green. Yeah, the Jets are about a swamp.
I didn't know that theirs was about a swamp.
A little bit about a swamp from what I've watched the teaser.
What's the – I'd seen the Arizona teaser, the New England teaser, the Bills teaser. What's the swamp connection? Oh, because they're in
New
Jersey?
New York is a swamp, yeah.
Or New York is a swamp?
Yeah. Huh. So, whatever. The Patriots is about nor'easters, wind and – rain and
Arizona's sandstorms, yeah. Kind of.
The Seattle Seahawks.
I'm
are
expecting
about
Arizona's to be the coolest. That is the team I would bet on being the coolest of the eight.
Well, we'll see. It all happens at 10 o'clock this morning. Sal's going to be here for the Extra Point Show. He has invited us in to give a quick review, so we'll do that. That's coming up at 10. Along the way today at 7:30, Brian Koziel joins us from Tee to Green on the Ryder Cup. Team selections are out for the Ryder Cup, which is about a month away. Then we'll do Sal at 8, and then Cody Alexander is going to join us at 8:30. So if you are a loyal listener to this show, and by that I mean you listen to every minute, and you listened on Tuesday this week when I furiously stumbled to find the guy that wrote the thing about Cole Bishop that I want to tell you about.
Yeah.
That's him. So he can tell us what he was going to talk about with Cole Bishop. Or what he did talk about. What I wanted to bring up about how the Bills call their defense, whether or not they were protecting their safeties last year. And, of course, safety is, again, today a conversation point because the Bills brought back Jordan Poyer. We learned about that in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
how's it sitting with you?
I mean, it's sitting better than it was when we thought he's on the 53, which 90% of the freakout was – when he's on the 53, this is a terrible idea. Everything has gone wrong. And where it sits now is a slightly more panicked version of Jordan Phillips. For Jordan Phillips, the Bills have many, many answers at defensive tackle, rookies that have showed out pretty well. Mm-hmm. For Poyer, all I want to say is this. Like, you pretty much are unable to push back on any idea that a veteran will help young guys. Mm. Once that is said, you kind of have to say, like, well, there it is. I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to argue against it. It's kind of like if you're in an argument about trading somebody and the person you're with says, hey, Gretzky got traded, and you're like, That's correct. Yes, Gretzky got traded. Hey, what about the leadership? Yeah, okay. Yep. Leadership, culture, all that. And Brandon Beane yesterday said they'd been talking with Poyer all the way going back to May. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess my question would just be how necessary the leadership really was. Because who is it for? It's for Bishop?
That's the thing. It's
it's for Bishop when...
It's for everybody in the room.
Yeah.
And Beane said yesterday, if you had five-year veterans who are all pros back there, and they're great, that you'd still want a leader for the position, to which I want to say, like...
Yeah.
Okay. I think... Without...
It just wasn't like a room with four rookie or second-year safeties. You have two guys like that, and then you had three guys, Taylor Rapp, who's a veteran in the league, who's been in the system now into a third year, DeMar Hamlin, who's into a fifth year, Cam Lewis, who's into a... Cam Lewis and Hamlin might be into sixth years, actually. No, they'd be fifth years. You just had a room already that had guys like that.
Yeah.
Poyer is longer. Poyer wasn't playing at a higher level, but... It was not a room that was filled top to bottom with first and second year players. Yeah. You had two guys out of seven.
It'll be Cam Lewis's sixth year.
Sixth year for Cam Lewis.
6 years on the team.
Right. So, and he was mentioned when like, oh, he'll help blank in the room and blank in the room. And then he got to mentioning Cam Lewis and Taylor Rapp. And like, Cam Lewis and Taylor Rapp have been in the league almost as long as like Josh Allen's been in the league.
But that's the thing. You can't argue against leadership and culture. There's no really pushback. Not even that I would really dispute it. It's just okay. One of the ways I might want to say this is Poyer's going to be treated as a break glass in case of emergency guy, right?
That's how I see it. Yes.
Okay, break glass in case of emergency. So I want you to picture you break glass in case of emergency, and then right under it says, emergency seems somewhat likely. Don't we feel that? Doesn't this feel like a move where everybody out there, if you're listening, if you're a Bills fan, you think like they're doing this because they got to get Bishop right. On the one hand, Joe, I would do whatever it takes if I'm the Bills to get Bishop right. I don't know that I buy if Jordan Poyer is going to be the thing that gets him right. He's either going to get it or he's not going to get it. Maybe the veteran leadership of Poyer will help, and Bishop, because he missed time, that's the biggest problem. We've heard that the whole time, right? We haven't heard that there's no one in the room to lead him. There's no one in the room to help him understand. What we've heard from McDermott is it's time on task, that Bishop needs to play, and he and Rapp need to play together. And here's Poyer yesterday, along with Jordan Phillips. They both said they think they have gas left in the tank. And I think Poyer comes here because he thinks he's going to play. And I bet he's going to play. I bet he's going to play. I don't know when he's going to start. I don't think he's going to start against Baltimore. But
well, how many guys do they go through before they would get to him? Is it just Cole Bishop?
It's I would think,
because there are other
safeties, but
players in between.
The guy he would have to beat out is Hamlin, who's not exactly an athletic safety.
No,
by like NFL safety standards. So
no, but is he as athletic as Poyer is right now?
It's a great question.
Is the Jordan Hancock hype real at all? Like, is he...
He's hurt.
He was... Before the injury, there was some momentum towards, like, all right, let's throw his hat in the ring.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt. Right. So, like, does he pick up where he left off on that? I mean, so many ideas, I feel like, are possible at that position. I wouldn't rule out at all, though, that Poyer is an idea. Maybe Hancock is, like, that's not real. Like, the idea that he could actually start. Like, they're not really that close to making that determination. And if they had a big, important game and Bishop wasn't getting the job done and there was an injury at the position somewhere else, like, okay, yeah, let's put Jordan in there. Because they know him and they trust that he knows the system and all of that. So I could see it. I also don't want to go nuts over anything that is on the practice squad.
True.
Right,
I want to agree with
like,
that.
Like, I think the fringe who makes the 53-man roster is already, you know, it's not really that. Like, whether Tyrell Shavers was on the team or not isn't that impactful to what happens this season.
Right.
And now I'm going beyond the 53 players. I'm going to, like, the 60th player.
Well, to that point, what did Sal say with us yesterday? It's possible to bring him on the practice squad as an onboarding process.
To eventually be,
to
on,
be
the
on the active roster. Because, say it this way. What if he had come to camp and made the roster? What would we think? Uh-oh.
Their safety room is in
worse than we
thought. Yeah.
Yeah, worse than we thought. And I don't know. Maybe Poyer can find a fountain of youth. I put up a Twitter poll about this. How do you feel about What's your take on the Jordan Poyer addition to the practice squad and what it means for the safety room? And I put three options in there. Good to have, somewhat concerning, or both. Because I think it can be both. Right? This is one of those things where two things can be true. You want to sell me on Poyer and his leadership and his culture? All right. They just did that with Micah Hyde. Mm-hmm. And that was, what, November when that happened? November, December?
Yeah, it was November. Yeah.
So that's late in the season. The Bills are already good. They're bringing him in for a veteran. And I think we all said, like, good idea. Sounds great. Who cares? Like, you're going to go back there and see if you can get any help. I don't know if they did. It's the kind of thing that it's hard to get tangible proof that it helped or tangible proof that it didn't. Mm-hmm. It's just this, you know, ethereal kind of, it's culture. All right, well, the Bills are pretty good at that. So they, I would want to say, know what they're doing in that department. And Poyer will come in and give them a boost there. But I don't know, maybe it's just my knee-jerk, the way a lot of people knee-jerked about Jordan Phillips, and we talked about that earlier in the week, where it's my knee-jerk where I am worried about the safety room. I'm really worried about it. And
yeah,
am I worried it's going to stop them from winning the division? No. I'm worried that when we get to a game in January against an elite offense like Baltimore, like if they're playing the Bills, which they don't have to play the Bills, which is good news, if they're against Cincinnati, I'm worried. I'm worried about a fatal flaw in what they built. They spent so much. Think about what they did to their defense. They spent a lot on the defensive line. They spent their biggest asset at corner and drafted other corners. And what do they do at safety? Like, not anything. Very, very little.
They trusted in Bishop.
They trusted Bishop.
They
brought back Hamlin, and they added Derek Forrest. Like, their safety room coming into this season would have been the most bargain basement safety room you could get outside of a second-round pick not exactly being bargain basement. He's, you know, in investment. Mm-hmm. But when we were going back to talking about Taylor Rapp, like, Rapp is on a three-year, $10 million deal. That's very low safety money. They like him. That's great. But it's just been a position that, over time, has been really important to McDermott. And here he is, kind of again, trying to piecemeal it together. And it all happened on the same day. And this might be, you know, two points I'm connecting that aren't exactly connected. It all happens on the same day. The Ravens give Kyle Hamilton $25 million a year.
Yeah.
So one of my main competitors is potentially elite at the position that I think for this defense is important. And this team, you know, you got to pick one or the other. I get that. I hear like Brandon Bean, you can't do everything. I know. I'm just worried about it. I'm worried about the position. I have been all year. When Joe Marino did his Lockdown podcast of the 10 most important Bills, I listed Cole Bishop sixth because I think it's important what happens at that position.
Yeah.
And Poyer coming in, I'm not telling you that it's bad. He's on the practice squad, not on the 53. I think he will be on the 53. At some point, I think you will be elevated to play. I think you will play games. And I think that position is scary.
Well, really what that is then, that is just a strict bet against Bishop in the first place, right? Like the idea that he will start week one, and what do we think will happen? At some point during the year, it'll be so obvious that it's going poor that we think like Sean McDermott's going to open a week, like a practice week, and announce like Bishop's not the starter anymore.
It's
like,
is that
how they would do it?
There's also Bishop gets hurt. He gets hurt a lot.
He doesn't get hurt a lot.
He gets hurt a lot.
Yeah.
So like,
he might do it for him.
Right.
This
is also partially like Derek Forrest. I know this sounds kind of maybe stupid, which, you know, it would be my first ever stupid take. When they signed Derek Forrest, the guy that had started in the league, it's kind of maybe counterintuitive to say, if Derek Forrest were the guy in the practice squad, I might feel better because, hey, we signed him. We like what we see. Right now he's going to be behind a couple of guys, but he's here. He started games in the league. He's a young athletic safety that maybe can be groomed the right way. Instead, to go back to a 34-year-old who knows the system, who, you know, is a legend. Like, I almost want to, you know, it's not about Poyer individually, but it kind of is about the fact that I want to just be careful about always going back to vibes. And if you'll allow me to straw man this, you know who else would give them leadership? Kyle Williams. I don't think he can play. That's a straw man. I understand that. But just at some point, I'm going to run out of just the vibes and all the vibes of everyone coming back. And then again, if he plays well when he gets in, then it's a great story. Or if Bishop kind of finds his way, then it never becomes an issue. But it does have me worried. about their safeties, which is not new.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
So it kind of just highlights the thing I was already worried about a little bit.
And that's me. How different... We actually had a caller about this yesterday, didn't we, though? The difference between Tre'Davious White and Jordan Poyer for this? Like,
The difference is that one of them had a good camp by right. most accounts, and but the other one was touring the world.
I was going to say, because we didn't get to see Poyer at camp. Like, what if Poyer had come in and had a good camp? That actually could have been interesting, too. Like, what would it have sounded like if he didn't... Let's say he didn't do that. He didn't go travel to Brazil, wherever he went, and he said, yeah, I'm going to come to camp. But Bean said they'd been talking since May. So he comes to camp, and he looks good. Like, he looks pretty good. What's the story? Is Jordan Poyer going to start week one? Right? Isn't it the exact same as Tre'Davious White?
Yeah.
That he's pushing Cole Bishop right out of the gates? And the name power, I think, is going to always carry a lot of weight for that. Because, I mean... Like, again, Damar Hamlin had a good camp, I think, by most accounts. Like, he was a little bit noticeable, and he looked like a leader out there, but we just saw what that looked like, and he's Damar Hamlin. Like, we know how good he's been at his best, and it's somebody that you'd like to do better than out there on the field. So it's, okay, well, all right, he had a good camp, cool. I want Bishop to be the one that has a good camp. Poyer has a good camp. And I think maybe some of the same mentality that exists with Tre'Davious White would be there, which is, oh, maybe he refound it. Maybe he touched back in with what he was. I mean, how long has it been since Poyer was great? It's been 3 years, right?
It's been 3 years. The difference is, of course, Trey White was kind of cut down by injuries, and Jordan Poyer was what? Kind of just slowed down by age?
But that seems to be more of the case. In fact, that last great year he had, I think he was injured all year.
Poyer.
The elbow, right? I mean, it's not the same as...
He had the elbow.
Trey White also, got knee problems and Achilles, but...
He also drove 15 hours to play in the game in Kansas City with a punctured lung.
Right, right.
Like he's...
That's the 22 season. He made a Pro Bowl that year, and he did miss four games season.
He was first-team All-Pro. I mean, he's a legend. He's going on the new wall whenever they put it up.
That was the only season he missed a game in for the Bills. Oh, well, there were 17 games. He played 16 games every year for the Bills except for that one where he played 12. So I think the name is going to carry a lot of weight, and I don't know what he would have looked like at training camp. Maybe he would have looked good, especially in comparison to maybe some of their other safeties too.
803-0550-1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, lots to get to today. Ryder Cup, Bill stuff. We got to tell you about the stadium. We went on a tour of the stadium yesterday, so we'll give you the latest on what it's like inside the new Highmark Stadium, from the press box to the field level to, you know, the locker rooms, all of it. We walked through the stadium yesterday. So thanks to the Bills for taking us on that tour. It was great. We both stood in our seats.
We did.
Where our seats are going to be.
Not far away.
That's right. We can we could throw a beer to each other if we needed to.
A toss, even, you might say. Not even a throw.
It'd have to be close. A toss. You wouldn't want to throw an open beer. That'd be bad.
That would be terrible.
We could put. Yeah. You know what? I think we're close enough where you could put like one of those plastic cups with a top on it for the beer. I think we could throw that and make that happen. We could participate in a water balloon toss. We're close enough for that.
A water balloon toss.
A water balloon toss. We could maybe even throw an egg.
I agree with that.
Could you throw an egg? I think you can throw an egg back and forth and not break it.
Across 20 seats?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm. Got to have good hands for that.
That's a 10-yard egg throw?
Yeah.
15-yard egg throw?
Yeah, trust your hands. You're fine. Guinness Book of World Records.
The longest egg throw.
Longest egg throw in a stadium.
The longest egg throw. It's got to be there. Okay, the farthest distance to throw and catch an egg. Got that for you next.
My understanding is the league basically started out with about more than 10 games, maybe even 12 games for suspending Rashee Rice for what obviously was a very, very serious situation. And what happens in these cases, you could say, all right, well, you could basically take this to court, right, which would be not actual court, but NFL court, which would be one option, or the two sides could come together and come up with a common sense solution that adequately punishes Rashee Rice for something he definitely should not have done. Starts the season as it probably should with him out the first six games. Kansas City will have to make it happen, develop other guys, but certainly for Rashee Rice, he is at least pleased that this is over with and he knows his situation right now.
Ian Rappaport on the Rashee Rice six-game suspension. He just took it. Like, fine, six.
Yeah.
Six-game suspension. He misses their first six games.
Which means he will play against the Bills.
Yes.
Before, if they had waited till that hearing, then there was a chance he wouldn't. So.
Feels like it would have been, I guess so, if it was going to be a six-game suspension.
And if it would have started on September 31st, he would have missed weeks 5 through 11, which would have included the Bills game.
Yeah. Now, if you're a conspiracy theorist that thought that the league was going to suspend him later to help the Chiefs, you got to readjust and now say, actually, now they're helping the Chiefs, and whatever. He's going to miss the first six games, which is not an easy first six.
No.
The Chiefs' schedule is tough. They start with the Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Jaguars, Lions.
Yeah, that's tough.
2-4. Let's have it.
2-4.
I mean, 3-3.
Who do you got them losing to?
Would you take 3-3?
You got them beating the Giants.
They're going to lose to the Ravens. They're going to lose to the Lions. They're going to lose to the Eagles. And maybe the Chargers.
They're going to beat Jacksonville?
I don't know, maybe.
That's a Monday night game. Of course it is, right?
1-5.
Actually, all of those games except for two are on, it looks like, are on national television.
Yeah.
Two Sunday night games, a Monday night game, a Friday night game.
And two 4:25 games.
Yeah.
So you're watching every one of those games.
That first Friday game is on YouTube, huh?
Yes. Chiefs.
That is like the one NFL streaming platform I do not currently possess. Will I get it just for that game?
You don't need it. It's free for everybody. Haven't you seen
it? Oh, it's on YouTube. Oh, okay.
That game's on YouTube.
Not YouTube TV.
Correct.
Oh, sweet.
That game is free for everybody.
Awesome.
803-0550 is our phone number. 1-888-550-2550. So, question for everybody out there.
Okay.
Two things can be true. Are you feeling like Poyer is good to have, or is somewhat concerning, or is both? Again, it is a practice squad signing, which kind of, you know, has quieted things down. Yesterday, 9 o'clock, 9:15, when we found out, it was a little bit of this can't be to the active roster. The same way we did it with Jordan Phillips. Mm-hmm. Couple tweets on this. Kevin writes in, if it's good to have the good to have in the safety room, why do they not do it in every room, like the wide receiver room? That room needs more leadership. Bean does not have a wide receiver that played here for years that was good to great and was a good soldier. It's word service, that's according to Kevin. M writes in, when they signed Micah Hyde, the safety unit was being held together by scotch tape. If anything, we're in a better spot. Full-ish offseason for Bishop. Hamlin not starting like last year. Better depth, in my opinion. Let's go. Full-ish offseason. Yeah, I mean,
The only different player in that safety room, though, is, at least on the active roster, is Jordan Hancock, a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, and it's not a...
So...
It is a fuller offseason for Cole Bishop, but everybody else kind of returned.
Yeah, he also was hurt.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, I want him to be an upgrade over Damar Hamlin. I do not know that he'll be an upgrade over Damar Hamlin.
Trevor writes in, whether the reason he's back is leadership to help play after ramping up, it's an indictment that the safeties are not trusted. I tend to agree. Like, it's a little, it's just a little, it doesn't have to be bad. I think it might be good, but it's concerning. Chuck asks a good question. He tweets in, why are we acting like we'd be better off with some no-name UDFA than Poyer? Same applies for Phillips. People need to react. It's a good depth signing that many teams can't bring in because former All-Pros wouldn't agree to go to their practice squads. That's not incorrect. Like, how many All-Pros? The Eagles just brought somebody back to their secondary. Same kind of situation. Like, a really good player.
Epps, right? The safety?
Yes. Yeah. Mike Epps.
Mike Epps.
They brought back Mike Epps, who'd been with them for a long time. He's kind of back with them on their practice squad. Yeah, I mean, you could say that other teams wouldn't have an All-Pro go to their practice squad. If that player had played for that team, they might. Like, this is going back to the well on a player that you know, the relationship is good or, you know, has not been totally soured. So that's good. I guess, you know, the difference between this and a no-name safety, had it been Derek Forrest instead, would anyone feel any different if the guy they signed, Derek Forrest, was on the practice squad? What I would say to that is just, I would think, oh, they like a guy enough. He's young. He doesn't have any other options. Like, all right, it's the depth safety. It's just a guy that's the 55th man on their depth chart. And in the case of Poyer, it's, didn't need an offseason, didn't need a training camp, didn't need anything to see. We just need someone we trust. To that point about the previous tweet, which said it means they don't trust their safeties, they might be saying it strongly. I'm not sure I disagree with it. But it's just they feel the need to get someone that knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the path for Poyer starting feels more realistic than if they had signed some undrafted free agent to come be on the practice squad.
Yeah.
Right, like that person, you would think, oh, like this is the safety they signed the same day. That, oh, he is going to be a special teamer if he has a path to play at all. Sam Franklin, the other veteran safety that they signed. Like, okay, what's he going to be? Probably a special teamer if he ever gets in the lineup. Jordan Poyer, well, that's not going to be him, right? Jordan Poyer's not doing what Sam Franklin's doing or Jordan Hancock is doing or even what Damar Hamlin is doing on kickoffs and punt coverage and punt return. Like, Poyer's not doing any of that. So if there's any impact for him to be had on the field, it would likely be, well, he's playing on your defense at some point for some reason. And I do think that many guys you could sign to the practice squad, like the guy they already signed, is not the same thing. It's, well, this guy could be a guy they play on special teams at some point, on kickoff.
Yeah.
And that's never going to be Jordan Poyer. And like, right, wouldn't that be stunning if you saw him on a kick coverage at some point during the year?
Yeah, I think it would be a little surprising.
Like, there's no way that's going to happen. And it could block them from doing something else at the position. Right? Like, if Bishop is going, if the Bishop experiment's going terribly by week 6, and we're starting to come up on the trade deadline, they might say, do we really need to go add somebody when we could just throw Jordan in there?
That's a good question.
That could totally be the case, that they would feel less of a need to go get a guy from outside the building if they feel like, we got Jordan Poyer. We're good.
803-0550. Trey White, there's not a timetable yet. Bean, yesterday speaking with the media, didn't say much. Kind of said, we'll see if he can practice on Wednesday. So
yeah,
we'll see about Trey White. Max Harrison, going to need some time, right? 4 weeks at least, and then we'll see how it goes from there. So
he at least sounded better on Trey White than, like, I guess it could have gone worse. The Houston GM yesterday basically made it sound like Joe Mixon might not play all year. And when Bean was asked, like, I think he even got asked directly, like, could this be season ending? He's like, no, definitely not. So.
Okay.
If it's going to linger into the year, I mean, the sense that I got was that it shouldn't be that like too long.
Chase Claypool was day to day and then missed the year. Just saying. Last year, remember that? He was day to day.
Yeah.
And then waived injured and missed the year. I don't know if he might have been healthy by the time, but just didn't find a place to jump in. Anyway, 803-0550, our phone number. College football season's upon us.
Although now that I'm reading the story about Mixon, the headline was, from Schefter even, Texans GM non-committal about Joe Mixon playing this season, and the quote was on that, we'll see, we'll take it one day at a time.
Did you draft him in fantasy anywhere?
I did not draft him in fantasy anywhere. All right. No. I might have some Woody Marks in some places, though. No. Who is the backup there? Well, Nick Chubb is the backup.
But Nick Chubb.
The rookie's there, too.
803-0550, have a good trivia, instant trivia to get to at 7 o'clock. And much more. By the way, I teased going to the break the world record for the longest egg toss.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
And I, along the way, found out that there's a world egg tossing championship.
Okay.
It's a sport. But the world record for the longest throw and catch of an egg is 323 feet and 2 inches.
How many yards is that?
Over 100.
100.
Yeah. Somebody threw
100 yards.
Somebody threw it from
without breaking
the goal line and caught it at the back of the next end zone and it didn't break. I think we could throw it from the end of our row to the other.
The new stadium. I think that is more impressive by the egg than the participants that caught and throw it.
Were they using an ostrich egg?
it doesn't say what egg, does it?
I think it's
probably
a chicken egg. I think
right?
It's got to be a chicken egg.
Yeah. I think it's more impressive by the egg.
A hen's egg, yeah, fresh hen's egg. It happened November 12th, 1978. Johnny Del Foley did it in the United States of America. These United States, Jewett, Texas.
Just on a random day decided, hey, let's set the world record for throwing an egg.
Yeah. 803-0550. We'll give you our stadium review. We'll keep looking for leaks on the rivalries uniforms. We'll talk with you about Poyer as well. If you want to take on that, you can throw it our way. We are... 1 week away from the start of the NFL season. A week from today, Eagles and Cowboys. And Micah Parsons is where?
Did he go somewhere?
I'm saying, like, he's not practicing.
No, he's not practicing.
You going to play?
The coach said that maybe he could play, like, limited snaps or something, but I don't know if he knows.
Mm. All right.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently
with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Something to watch. Jeremy and Sneaky Joe here on WGR. All right, good morning, everybody. Jeremy and Joe. Going to rain today, August 28th, late. We're getting close to the elite season. Comfortably wearing a hoodie. I'm excited to put on pants. Let's do it.
I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing pants right now, but not wearing a hoodie.
We are getting back into the shorts report time of the year.
Yeah.
I'm still in shorts. Hoodie and shorts. It is hoodie and shorts season.
Yeah, I went
the other way. Exciting too. NFL news. Other than like Jordan Poyer back with the Bills.
And Rashi Rice missing those six
suspended
games.
Adam Thielen back to the Vikings. Another player returning to an old team, right?
Yep. Jaden Reed is, I don't think, going to play week one for the Packers.
Yeah.
So they're interesting at wide receiver, but he said yesterday that he's uncertain about week one. He hasn't been running routes. It's a foot injury. And if you can think back to like, what, like when Sammy Watkins had foot injuries with the Bills, like how nagging those are. And I feel like if you got a fantasy draft this weekend, I love that player, Reed, but I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. I think it's going to be all year that he's going to be dealing with that. So, Jaden Reed, like, even playing week one, not likely, and then I think maybe well beyond that. We'll see. Matthew Golden there, they signed Mecole Hardman yesterday, so they added another receiver.
Keep an eye out also on jersey numbers. We were talking yesterday. Some Bills players might switch numbers today. Luther Burden.
Did he switch?
Nature is healing. Yup.
From 87?
Burden got off of the tight end number. Luther Burden in Chicago is going to wear 13.
That's a lot better.
It's
a lot better.
Well, yeah.
It's what Keenan Allen wore last year for them. That's 87?
No 87 for Burden.
Yeah.
Jared Goff named the 15th best player in football by the NFL players in the NFL's top 100. That's ahead of Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
We got to play this Jalen Hurts clip that we did not play yesterday from Jason McIntyre on Colin Cowherd's show calling Jalen Hurts the best dual threat quarterback ever. He's not even like top five in the league right now with that. Maybe he's fifth, right?
Right.
Lamar, Josh, Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
Is he fourth?
No.
Who's fourth?
Behind
Allen, Jackson, Daniels.
Maybe he's
Drake May. Sorry. No, not yet.
It's not Kyler.
Not yet. Not Kyler.
All right, maybe he's fourth.
Okay. Not best of all time, but like fourth right now.
Yeah. Bo Nix, maybe? No, not Bo Nix, right? That'd be crazy.
803-0550. Instant trivia when we return off of Jordan Poyer coming back. Give us a call on Poyer. Hang out for the trivia. And Brian Koziel at 7:30 here on WGR on the Ryder Cup.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.